This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. The 119th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website, and the News On Air official mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO, and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. The Union Corporation Minister, Amit Shah, has said that the providing of work to every individual according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make the families prosperous is the only possible through cooperative movement. Cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the center's efforts, as the government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebration of the Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune yesterday, he said that Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. Mr. Shah informed that the first regional office of the Central Registrar Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that the umbrella organization will be formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of the financial difficulties. In Manipur, the Zomi and the Kuki community of Churachandpur district voluntarily surrendered 16 weapons and ammunition to the security forces. The surrender of the looted and the illegally held weapons took place after the governor of Manipur, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, on Thursday appealed to the members of all the communities of the state to surrender the looted police weapons and illegally held arms with the 7-day. And the appeal note from the Raj Bhavan Imphal also informed that the weapons will not be surrendered within the given days. A strict action will be followed up for the possession of arms. After the governor's appeal, the Assam Rifles, along with the police, CRPF, state intelligence agencies and the state administrations, engaged with the local Zomi and the Kuki community leaders to de-weaponization for bringing peace and harmony in the state. The 100-day TB elimination campaign for the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has detected over 5 lakh tuberculosis patients across the country. In 455 districts involved in this campaign, over 3,57,000 TB patients have been diagnosed. The Ministry of Health and the Family Welfare has said that more than 10 crore vulnerable individuals have been screened as a result of accelerated case detection efforts, reduced diagnostic delays, and identifying the drug-resistant cases early and improving the treatment outcomes. Under the campaign, 10 lakh Nikshay Shivers will be helped through the modern TB diagnostic tools closer to people's homes. Further, 836 Nikshay Vahans have been deployed and extended to reach the TB services to endure the coverage in the most remote areas. Besides, a new strategy has been designed for early identification of the TB by offering the X-rays as a screening tool for the population at higher risk of developing TB. India secured a crucial 1-0 victory against Germany in the Women's FIH Pro League match yesterday, with a star drag flicker scoring the decisive goal from a penalty corner at the 12th minute to give India the lead with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. The win marked a strong comeback after India's 4-0 defeat to Germany day earlier. In India's next match, it is scheduled against Netherlands on the 24th of this month. With a win, India moved up to 7th in the points table. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Australia defeated England by 5 wickets in the Group B clash at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore, Pakistan. Chasing a target of 352 runs, Australia were in deep trouble after losing 4 wickets for 136, but Alex Carey along with Josh Inglis took the Kangaroos out of the trouble. English took English bowlers to the cleaners as he smashed 120 runs in 86 balls. Carey scored 69 runs off 63 balls. An Australian opener, Matthew Short, scored 63 in 66. And that is the end of this news bulletin.